kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, a 1-0 lead for the Dock Spiders as Fondelak has really got it down the defensive side of the ball. They've gone 9 up and now 9 down with the exact same thing the Raptors did yesterday. All 1-2-3 innings in the first three. So Graydon West, he'll step in now. As Jack Bachmore on the mound once more, and West shows bunt and sees a strike. Oh, one count. No balls, a strike in the 0-1. And outside of the zone at a ball. So West grounded out to third, his first time up. A 230 batter from Rice University and from Katy, Texas. He'll see a strike, 1-2. So Bachmore, two strikeouts for him. A 1-2 count. Swinging a ground ball that just drifts away to third base side. A 1-2. Four hits for Fond du Lac. But fortunate for the Raptors, only one run has gotten home. And the 1-2 high and away in a ball, 2-2. West, 8 RBIs, 4 runs. The 2-2, high and away again. So Bachmore will see the count is full and will have to work in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The count runs full on West, the payoff. High and outside. Smigalski has to run out to make that catch. But nonetheless, it was ball 4. That's the fourth walk the Raptors have thrown. As Parker Knoll, a great start for him. He had a base hit into right center field. His first time up at the plate. Out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Bachmore throws high and a ball, 1-0 again. So you know, Jack Bachmore, we've seen at times where he goes down in the count and finds in with strikes, or he goes up in the count and then throws a couple of balls. Second serve is out and away and above the zone, 2-0. So a 2-ball count and a breaking ball at 83. At first stands West. 2-0 to Knoll. Fouls it top side, 2-1. So Bachmore working quick, left-hander. There's no action in the bullpen for the Raptors, so we'll see how long that continues. In the 2-1, a check swing in for a ball. 3 balls, a strike. A 3-1 count here. Bachmore throws in high and above the zone for ball 4. So at first is Knoll, to second is West, in top of the order with Connor Cooney, who's 0 for 2. Struck out swinging and got on base on a fielder's choice. So Bachmore right now is throwing 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, 5 combined walks, and showing bunt is Cooney, but it backs away. So Graydon West at second. He's got 2 stolen bases this season. So Degatti, the third baseman, and the first baseman, Broussard, have shifted in. And the 0-1 showing bunt, and it pops into Bachmore as he throws to third now and gets the runner out. So great play there from Bachmore. West goes down. That puts runners on first and second. So fielder's choice from Cooney once more. And Jack Gorman, who popped out to second and flew out to right. So perfect play there for Bachmore. Bounced in front of him. went down and threw the runner out. A 1-0 count with one down. Bachmore looking into the second baseman, Gorman. And clips the strike zone, 1-1. Had a breaking ball. So Gorman, 0-2, looking to get his first hit. Raptors looking to shut it down. The 1-1 to Gorman. And there it is, a changeup down the plate, 1-2. So ball, two strikes. After runners were on first and second with nobody out, Bachmore has a chance to get his second out. He throws the 1-2 and sliced away right field side for Gorman, who kind of jabbed at that ball low. A ball, two strikes. Dockspiner's been playing well, up to four hits. Rafter's been fortunate not to allow any more runs. They've only allowed one. And Bachmore looks to second, now gets him in a pickle, on his way now, and going to third and looking to dive and safe, and does get out. Wow. And possibly could have gotten safe there, but nonetheless, Parker Knoll gets out, and that puts now two down. And getting the second was Cooney. Ball, two strikes, two down. 1-2 count. Bachmore did well to get him as Gorman sees in for strike three. Bachmore strikes it out, and the Raptors are fortunate there. Great defensive play, great pitching. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Dock Spiders still lead 1-0. We'll step away.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning. So 9 straight outs for the Dock Spiders, as they've just done very well on the defensive side of the ball. So we'll find out how Raptors can respond. Ty Johnson grounded out to first. So Johnson 0-1. 23 RBIs for him. And Guzman, only one strikeout. And goes outside and takes in for a ball, 1-0. He's up to 28 pitches, only through 3 innings. So the 1-0 to Johnson, and down the plate for a strike. Johnson leads the team in a lot of categories, a great leadoff hitter, and has been doing that for quite some time. And the 1-1 on a swing and a bouncer towards the shortstop, who catches it on a weird bounce. Berrigan, the throw to first. Kind of short hops in front of him. But nonetheless, he makes the play. And one down. So Degani popped out to second. Got the first hit for the Raptors yesterday in the first. He had a double in the left center field. So bottom of the fourth. One out, two away. And Guzman turns and throws high in four ball. 1-0 count. The one down. And the 1-0 just paints the zone at a strike 1-1. A ball strike. One out. And Guzman turns, sets, fires as Degani flies this away out right field side, and the count runs at 1-2. Four hits for the Knoxbiters, only one for the Raptors. Chris Conniff had a low fly ball in the right field where Noel lost his footing. And a swing and a line drive that goes above the third baseman West into left field. Degani with a base hit. So Jorge Degani grabbing himself the second hit of the Raptors. And Brendan Bobo popped out to short. A solo home run yesterday in the center field. 33 RBIs. One gone. At first is Degani. And it comes low for a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. And one down. And Bobo looks in as the throw from Guzman over to Sweetchick, and getting back there in time is Degani. Bobo led the league in home runs last season and right now up to 926 home runs in his past two seasons. The 1-0 to Bobo. Swing fast and he misses. Guzman only one strikeout. That was really a strikeout to a 2-3 putout. Degani, a couple steps up. Couple steps off the bag and a swing and a bouncer towards the second baseman. Gorman shifts over the throw to second now, and he gets Degani running. Bobo on fielder's choice. So Gorman does his job. The second baseman throwing towards the shortstop Berrigan, who steps on the second base bag. Bobo at first. Orlando Lordoy was the one that struck out this game. It was a drop third strike from Johnson. Two down. Guzman looks down, sets and delivers, and brushes low the dirt. Johnson has to kind of play goalie there to see that ball not go behind him or through his legs. On deck is Broussard. Bobo at first. Guzman fires. Goes backside. Out for a strike. A ball and a strike. Orlando Lordoy, a Panamanian who batted a 401 at Benedictine University at Mesa. He previously attended Clark State College, but had 227 at-bats for Mesa. So the numbers speak for themselves as the 1-1 and a swing and a high hit fly ball in the center. Cooney runs after it, and it looks like this is going to be Strickler who makes the grab in time. So that's the third out. No runs for the Raptors. We head to the top of the fifth. 1-0. Doc Spider is still in front.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, a 1-0 lead for the Doxbinders. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 as... Well, the Rafters, I'll tell you, they haven't been great on the offensive side, only two hits. But defensively, you look at it, they only gave up that one run in the first. But other than that, they've had three scoreless innings after that. They've gotten out of situations where there was multiple runners on base, but there was no outs. And Jack Bockmore has really started to find himself. He's up to three strikeouts, but has walked three batters on 47 pitches. So Travis Strickler, who walked and got a base hit, the only run to score for the Doxbinders. Bockmore goes to work and throws in a strike, 0-1. So the 0-1, and Strickler lines this into, looks like the face of Broussard bounces into him on his way to second. Now the ball stays fair. Broussard is down, and that's a double. Man, oh man. A hard bounce into the face of Broussard. He was down. A double for Strickler. But nonetheless. He roped it into Broussard. It took a really hard bounce. Bounced into, looked like, the right part of his head. Near the temple area. So Broussard getting attended to by the training staff. Kirk Schreiner. Leaving his dugout and coming out there now to attend to Garrett Broussard, who's such an excellent guy for his team, excellent player, about at a 258 last season, such a versatile guy, can play him anywhere in the infield. But here he's at first, so he's getting attended to. And if I would imagine, if Broussard were to leave this game, you would. Kyle Carlson is stretching down there right now. He definitely would put in Carlson, given he is the other first baseman. We'll see how Broussard does. As he's walking back. He looks to be okay. So Broussard, a tough kid. He'll be all right. And nonetheless, though, Strickler at second. So Degani, third baseman for the Rafters, having a word with him. So Strickler at second, though, nonetheless, a double. For him, he was fortunate that that ball kind of took on a hard bounce. So Paul Smith, who also was walked and had a base hit and a swing and a ground ball to Degani, and throws across the diamond to first, and he gets Smith. But nonetheless, Strickler stays there at second. So, Kelson Johnson, the catcher, 0-for-1 with a walk, and one down. Rafters And been out hit 5-2. Bachmore works on Johnson, who hits a high fly ball into center. And Lordoy makes the grab on his way to third with Strickler, but he was back to second in no time. Lordoy was all over that. Two straight outs after Strickler with a double. And Drew Berrigan, the shortstop, with a one-run RBI single and struck out swinging. Had that RBI, a base hit into left field that brought home Strickler in the first. So out of Tribuco Canyon, California, Berrigan. We'll see the first serve from Bachmore. Just high of the zone, 1-0. Had a fastball at 83. So he really doesn't really throw a lot of high-speed pitches. You know, he only gets up to the mid-80s for his fastballs. And there he goes once again, but this time he clips the zone 1-1. So ball strike with two down. That second is Strickler. The 1-1 to Berrigan. And there it is once more. Another strike, 1-2. So same pitch, same result. Another 83-mile-per-hour fastball. Top of the fifth, two down. Strickler at second. The 1-2 to Berrigan. A swing and a ground ball up the middle to Conniff, who has to reach high to make that catch. The throw to first and does well. A bouncer that took an odd bounce. Conniff makes the play. Nonetheless, though, Rafters still down 1-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0, the Dock Spiders in front as Rafters have been held scoreless for four innings. Perhaps the time is now to break through as Garrett Broussard, he'll lead off. He grounded out to third. His first time up at the plate. So Broussard, the Utah Valley product from San Juan Capistrano, California. 35 hits, 13 RBIs. Unfortunately, he's okay after was hit in the face on a bounced ball at first. So Guzman will serve and deliver and right down the plate. And four strike. He's had four innings of work, 41 pitches, has only allowed two hits and a strikeout. But his defense behind him has been on top of it. The 0-1 and a slicer into right field. That drops before Noel can come after it. And a base hit and a leadoff hit for Broussard. So Anthony Gallison flew out to center. 0-1. Planning to stay here for him. He knows he broke his leg back earlier part of this year. He was out for a while. And then, you know, started to get back. Only had 16 appearances for Coastal Carolina. So Guzman gives up his third hit. Broussard at first. Turns and delivers. And paints the zone with a strike, 0-1. Allison looking to just, you know, get the reps, get the at-bats here. Planning to stay the entire summer. 0-1 count. Guzman serves, and a ground ball that goes near third base coach Brian Dyer, who wasn't able to make that catch. 0-2. So Gallison, a great hitter and a guy that has got 13 RBIs. And now we'll need him to get a hit. And the 0-2 home, swing and a miss. Gallison a little bit late. Guzman got him hanging there on a curveball. 1 down. So Chris Conniff, who's 1-for-1 in his last game for the Rafters. He'll be headed home after this. So, you know, he's had a great second summer with Wisconsin Rapids. A 250 hitter last season and also a 250 hitter this season. A solid second baseman. And he'll see down for a strike, 0-1. So got the first hit of the game with a liner in the right field. Broussard with a leadoff single at first. Guzman looks down, and the 0-1 low as Johnson has to see that ball, and it comes in for a ball, 1-1. A ball and a strike. And it looks to be in the bullpen for the Rafters, McConaughey Foe, who looks like he'll see some action today. Nobody in for the Dock Spiders. We'll see how long Guzman goes. The right-hander turns his body and serves a 1-1 and a swing and a ground ball to Gorman at second. Throws it to Berrigan and the throw to first and does not get it in time. Sweetchick a little bit off the bag. So Conniff gets on base on a fielder's choice. Broussard gets thrown out at second. And Aiden Brewer, who grounded out into a double play, a 6-4-3 double play. As Doug Coe wanting to have a word with first base umpire Paul Hess. Just for a moment there, I thought Sweetchick was on the bag, but didn't seem like he tagged first base. So that keeps the inning alive, 2 down. Bottom 5. Aiden Brewer, the Dexter, Michigan native, Hillsdale College, heads to UNC Greensboro next season. And he'll see a strike, 0-1. And Brewer, in 2022, became the second Hillsdale College baseball player to earn consensus NCAA Division II All-American as he hits a ground ball over to Gorman at second and the flip on to first for the third out. So the Rafters with a leadoff hit from Broussard. Nothing happens because of it. We head to the top of the sixth. 1-0. Dock Spiders still in front.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So top of the sixth inning, a new pitcher in store for the Rafters at Jack Bachmore. His day has ended. McCunough Foe, he'll step on the mound. So he's a guy out of Honolulu, Hawaii, and he's looking to get going here once more. So a guy that's appeared in two games, 2 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 4 hits, 3 runs, has walked 5 batters but 3 strikeouts. So had a really rough first outing against Green Bay back on July the 12th, where he pitched in a 2/3 of an inning. He allowed a hit, 3 runs, and 5 walks. But then he had a great day against Madison on July the 18th, where he went 2 innings, allowed 3 hits but 3 strikeouts. So Foe, the right-hander, and the redshirt senior, the University of Antelope Valley. So a 1-0 lead for Fond du Lac as they're hanging on here. Rafters up to 3 hits, but they've been held scoreless. A lot different as terms of, you know, the way this game has gone in comparison to yesterday. At this point yesterday, the Rafters were up 3-0. Now they're down 1-0. As leading off, Seth Sweetchick, who flew out to left, flew out to right. So the Australian, 11 RBIs, and McCunough Foe, it's his turn. So the right-hander on the third base side of the rubber. He'll look at a fastball, and a perfectly executed bunt from Sweetchick goes away. Degatti charges it, the throw to first, and looks like he got him, and he did. Jorge Degatti, the charge at first. Sweetchick had a great executed bunt. It was perfectly placed, but Degatti got the better of him. So Graydon West grounded out to third and had a walk. So Sweetchick thought he could have gotten the better of that situation, but Degatti made the better play. Two away. Foe will look in on West. Sets, turns, and just down low in a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down, Foe. There's a strike, 1-1. So ball and a strike, and one out. McCunough Foe, the 1-1 to West. Slider way outside and for a ball, 2-1. So you had that really rough outing against Green Bay where he walked 5 batters in a 2/3 of an inning, but has really started to find his stride here in his third appearance for Wisconsin Rapids. He'll throw the 2-1 to West, and a miss inside, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. With one down. A 2-2 count. Graydon West, the 8-hole batter. Foe looking for his first strikeout. And a curveball just lower the zone. 3-2. That came in at 75. And now the count runs full. So Doc Spiders struck first. It's been scoreless throughout the rest of the game, and the payoff, and a check swing, but just hits on the inside of the bat for West. I don't think he meant to have that ball to hit, because he check swinged, looked to pull it away, but the ball already hit in the middle of the bat. A full count. Looking down is Foe. He'll kick, wind, and the payoff. And just out and above the zone for ball 4. West will take first. Back-to-back walks from the Katy, Texas native, and this brings up Parker Knoll, who had a base hit. His first time up not only this game, but this season for the Dockspiders. Had a low fly ball into right center field. He was walked his second time up at the plate. He's reached base twice, and foe fires and a miss low. Smigalski drops the ball, but nonetheless, he swung at it 0-1. West at first. No balls, a strike. And 0-1 count. Knoll batting in the 9 hole. The right fielder at Appleton, Wisconsin. And the 0-1 out of foe. And just can't find the strike zone. Looking to paint that right corner, but couldn't work it in. 1-1. So foe towing the slab on the third base side of the mound. He'll look. The 1-1 to Knoll. Way inside as he has to back away in 4 ball. So 2 balls a strike, 5 combined walks, or excuse me, 6 combined walks throughout the 3 pitchers. Hansovitz had 2, Bachmore 3, Foe with 1. They've had 4 strikeouts, though. Foe will look, step, and 2-1 sweeps low, brushes in the dirt, 3-1. So top of the 6, a 1-0 lead. Dockspiders have out hit the Rafters 5-3. 3 balls a strike. Foe will set and serve. Inside for ball 4. Can't work it in the zone. Knoll to first, West to second. Back-to-back walks from the Hawaiian as Connor Cooney will step in. But Kirk Schreider talking with coming out of his dugout now. There wasn't anybody warming up in the bullpen. So I think it's just more of just a talking to. As he's talking to Foe right now. And Foe just making sure he gets it. So Kirk Schreider just talking towards him as Schreider will go back towards the dugout. Usually when field manager Kirk Schreider comes out there, that usually means their day is done. But there was nobody warming up in the bullpen for the Rafters. So just talking towards him and talking to him. So back-to-back walks Connor Cooney, who struck out. He's 0-3. Got on base twice off of a fielder's choice. He'll see the first delivery and a swing and a miss. In for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Knoll at first, West at second. One in scoring position. Dockspiders haven't scored since the first. The 0-1 and a miss again for Cooney, 0-2. So back-to-back strike swinging. McConaughey looking now to get his third strike. Would be his first strikeout of the day on Cooney. The 0-2, just low in for a ball. So Cooney struck out his first time up. Saw 3 straight strikes from Hansovitz. Foe sets, looks over at second. And the 1-2 to Cooney, and a swing and a miss. Going down is Cooney, and McConaughey gets his first strikeout of the day. As Jack Gorman popped out to second, flew out to right, and also struck out. 0-3. So the first 2 batters, Cooney and Gorman, are combined 0-7. So Gorman leads the team in home runs with 4 and delivers in once more for a strike. So Foe has done a great job since he was got a talking to from Coach Schreider. Has struck out a batter, now ahead in the count, 0-1. 50-50 number. He'll look, take his time in the L1 to Gorman, high and above. The ball is strike, two down. You have Knoll at first, West at second. Both were walked. Gorman will look in, and the 1-1, and a swing and a line drive that goes past to Gotti at third in the left field. On his way home is West. Getting to third is Knoll. He'll slide safe, and getting walking the second is Gorman. A one-run RBI double. The Dock Spiders double their lead. So Foe did a great job, but not enough. As Travis Strickler. Well, Foe almost had it. It was there, but then Gorman lined a ball in the left field. Degatti dove out for it. Just couldn't get there. So now runners at second and third. You have Gorman at second. At third stands Knoll. Strickler will see a strike. 0-1. 0-1 count. Two gone. Two in scoring position. Dock Spiders threatening once more. It's their first time they've gotten a run since the first. The 0-1 to Strickler. And paints the zone for a strike. 0-2. So six hits now for Fond du Lac. They like these low-scoring games with the Rafters. Two down. The 0-2 to Strickler. High and outside. And the game they won back on July the 13th was a 2-1 game, so they like that low-scoring affair in the 1-2, and a liner just drifts out right field side. So Travis Strickler almost on top of it. Strickler's had a great day. He's 2-for-3. He's had a base hit, a walk, and a double. Has reached base every time he's been at the plate. Can Foe shut that down? He bends low at the knee. The glove tucked in, and now puts it in. The 1-2 to Strickler, outside just a bit, and a curveball that can't find the zone, 2-2. So deuces run across the board. Gorman at second, the right fielder Knoll at third. The fifth delivery to Strickler, and a high ball lifted in the left field. Gallison runs under it and makes the grab. And nonetheless, the Dock Spiders double their lead. They get a run. We head to the bottom six. 2-0, Fond du Lac in front. Can the Rafters respond? Find out next here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 58. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 88. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth inning, a 2-0 lead for the Knox Spiders. Rafters have been held scoreless for five innings. They've had three hits. Bats just haven't been flowing the way they normally do. So can that change here? David Smigelski is due up. He grounded out to short his first time up. So Smigelski out of LaGrange College from Canton, Georgia. He's had one hit this season. And fouls it back behind home plate. So Smigelski, Johnson, and DeGatti are due up 9-1 and 2 in the order. Sebastian Guzman on the mound once more. Has only had 51 pitches. As the 0-1 fouls it low. It's allowed three hits but two strikeouts. So, you know, that's the thing that helps a pitcher is when your defense is taking care of things and it keeps the inning, well, it shortens the inning, your pitcher can, you know, have more time to have a break and allow himself to go more innings because he has less pitches. The 0-2 to Smigelski and bounces low as a check swing. First base umpire Paul Hess had the call and sees it as a ball. When you're getting the ground outs, when you're getting the pop outs, your pitcher can conserve his energy and save his arm, and that's exactly what's going on. Five innings and only 53 pitches. That's just a little over 10 pitches an inning. And the 1-2 to Smigelski, high for a ball, 2-2. So after two strikes, comes in two balls. The count runs at two apiece. Guzman turns, sets the 2-2 way low and down for a ball. So Smigelski has a chance here after being down 0-2. Has seen three balls, and the count now runs full. Guzman, the payoff to Smigelski, and a swing and a ground ball going away for it and goes through the shortstop Berrigan in the left field. So Smigelski with a base hit. That's his second hit of his season as Ty Johnson grounded out to first, grounded out to short. Berrigan was running after it, dove out, went underneath his glove. Johnson now is due up, top of the order. That was a big hit there for Smigelski, puts the tying run here at the plate. As Guzman paints the zone in for a strike, 0-1. Raptors up to four hits now, no runs. Perhaps now could be the time here in the sixth. The 0-1 to Johnson, backing away and scooting away. Pitch count is 1-1. Or the strike count, 1-1. Pitch count, he's up to 58 pitches. Four hits and two strikes. On deck is DeGatti. The 1-1 to Johnson, swing and a miss. And a dropped ball as Smigelski was looking on his way to second, retreats back to first. Johnson had to act quick. Nonetheless, 1-2. Smigelski thought about going two, but I don't think he thought he had enough time. Guzman turns, and the 1-2 to Johnson fouls it backside. Staying alive here in this count. Here's the DH. At first, Smigelski led off with a single in the left. Guzman looks down, and the 1-2 home. A swing and a popped-up ball. Running after it is Berrigan. Can he get it in time and catches it over his head? Tough play for Berrigan as he had to act on that ball because caught it over the shoulder. So Jorge DeGatti now. 1-for-2, a pop-out to second, and then a base hit. So DeGatti's got a great eye for the ball. With one down, Smigelski at first. A 321 batter, the Indiana Hoosier. Looking in is Guzman. And serves in with a breaking ball at 0-1. One gone. Johnson almost saw that ball drop. Bear getting over the shoulder catch. One down, the 0-1 to Degatti, and hits a high fly ball in the left field. Is it pulling? Is it going to go? And it just goes foul. Man, that was close. That goes to the right there just a bit. It's gone. And this game is tied. 0-2 count with one down. Guzman has his eye on first where Smigalski leads. A two-strike count to Degatti, and a swing and a ball pulled into right center, running after it, not making the grab in time. On his way to third is Smigalski. The throw there now. Runners at the corners, and a big hit there for Jorge Degatti. Cooney dove out for that ball, nearly grabbed it. But now Wisconsin Rapids 90 feet away from cracking the scoreboard here in the bottom of the sixth. As Brendan Bobo now is up, and Doug Coe coming out to talk with his pitcher, Guzman. Looks like there's been no action for the Dock Spiders in the bullpen. There is, though, for the Rafters. One down. Runners at first and third. You have Degatti at first, Smigalski at third. So Jorge Degatti, a ball that slices in the right center field. So the entire mound, the entire infield, on the mound. So Guzman just going to have to regather himself. Rafters right now, though, on the verge here. Going to get a run home. Brendan Bobo is due up. Bobo popped out to short and got on base on a fielder's choice. And Guzman will look in. He'll set the first delivery to Bobo, and he misses late in for a strike. 0-1. So tying run at first, leading run at the plate. Brendan Bobo, a two-time Northwoods League All-Star. They need him here. And the 0-1 to Bobo, and just clips the zone. I thought that was low for a ball, but nonetheless, it's a two-strike count. Bottom six. As the checkoff over to Degatti at first. He gets there back in time. Bobo, the Santa Cruz native. And Guzman turns, and the 0-2 just above the zone. See, that last pitch, the one before that, came in for a strike. So home plate, crew chief, umpire Matt Beaver. A little bit generous with the strike zone. Turning and firing, the 1-2 out above, and 2-2. So here is Bobo once more. Degatti at first, Smigalski at third. Guzman turns, winds a 2-2 to Bobo, and cracks this into right field. Heading back, and this ball is gone. Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot, and the Rafters in front 3-2, the first time this game. What about it? Brendan Bobo up to 10 home runs. And now they lead 3-2. What about it? A three-run shot. First time the Rafters have led this game. Down 2-0. The bats weren't really flowing consistently. And then Brendan Bobo sees a 2-2 pitch. 10 home runs on the season. 36 RBIs. Lordoy is now due up. And throws outside in for a ball. 1-0. So Rafters now in front, 3-2. Guzman flies this out. Lordoy pops it away. A ball, strike, and one out. And count runs at one apiece. As Lordoy, base hit in the left field now. And Rafters now really getting the bats going, up to seven hits. A base hit from Degani, a three-run shot from Bobo, and then a base hit for Lordoy. So a chance here for the Raptors to build on the lead. Broussard, a ground out to third, and then a base hit. One gone. Guzman turns and delivers in for a strike on one. So Guzman here on Broussard. And the 0-1 on his way to second out is Lordoy. The throw, the tag, and he gets him. Johnson to Gorman, and Lordoy gets out stealing. So two gone. And an 0-2 count. Broussard 1-for-2. How about it, Brendan Bobo? Back-to-back home runs in this series. A home run yesterday and then once today. The 0-2 bounces low in for a ball. A 1-2 count, two gone. A 1-2 to Broussard and a swing and a ground ball over to Berrigan at short. Scoops it up and has all the time and flings it on over to first. So a three-run inning for the Raptors, capped off by a three-run shot from Bobo. We head to the top of the seventh, 3-2, Raptors in front.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, Will Haberstock will check in on the mound as the Raptors have their first lead. Today they lead 3-2. So Will Haberstock, a guy who played in one game so far. He's had an inning of work, allowed a hit, but two strikeouts. He appeared against Battle Creek back on July the 21st, so not too long ago. He appeared for the Raptors in 2021, where he had five games, appeared in a 2-1 record, 22 innings of work. He allowed 14 hits, 8 runs, and 26 strikeouts for a 3.27 ERA. So he joins the Raptors just before the All-Star break. He pitched in 17 games as a freshman at North Alabama. So Haberstock on the Florida Gulf Coast. So another Raptor pitcher out of the bullpen. He'll fire in for a strike. Allen Juan here on Paul Smith. Smith 1-for-2 with a walk. A 3-2 lead now for the Raptors Haberstadt goes to work again and sees a strike, 0-2. So getting ahead in this count. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 high and away on Smith. So Smith walked, has had a base hit, and has grounded out to third. And the 1-2 flying away backside.